Welcome everyone to another amazing episode of the Human Experience Podcast. My name is Eldin Hassa, your host. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm recording this episode on the 14th of February, 2022. It's been a while since I recorded an episode on my own, and I wanted to wish you all a wonderful Valentine's Day. May you have unconditional love in your heart every single day and in your relationship. Today, I published an article on LinkedIn. It's called Secrets to a Happy Relationship. And I shared many myths and misconceptions that people have in order to achieve the true relationship bliss, as I call it, to experience the honeymoon period every single day for decades and not just first few months in the relationship. And before we can achieve that kind of relationships, we need to understand that it is actually a skill set. It is something that needs to be learned in order to experience that kind of relationship, because ultimately, no one teaches us how to have this kind of relationship. We unconsciously are looking at our parents and people in our community, and very likely that we have these disempowering programs programmed into our subconscious mind, and those models and blueprints of what it actually takes to have an amazing relationship are actually flawed, because we are modeling on the people that they don't even have a clue how to have that kind of relationship. And perhaps we've been programmed through watching things on television, in the movies, hearing things in the music, you know. And the reality is that there is a particular way that you need to apply yourself in your life, in your intimate relationship, in order to achieve that kind of success. So, myth number one is that the honeymoon period only lasts a few months to maybe a year, right? That is the myth number one. And in reality, that is further from the truth. I've met thousands of couples in my relationship coaching events and one-to-one coaching, when I was doing a lot of actually couple coaching as well, couple counseling for over 15 years. And every time we've discussed what's wrong and what's missing, how to improve their relationship, they came to a realization is that the lack of so many things, they've stopped applying themselves, they stopped doing. And the honeymoon period feeling, what does that look like? Well, the honeymoon period is the state of being where we are fully present, fully conscious. And we feel that this person is responsible for the way we feel, that our heart is open, that we love unconditionally. And the reality is that this kind of love, this kind of unconditional love, was always within us. And there is a way you can tap within this unconditional love, which resides within you, in order to experience it all of the time. And I've met so many couples that I've actually interviewed as well for the last 25 years, 30 years, who have had a honeymoon period for 10, 20, 30, 40, even 50 years, 5 decades of honeymoon period. And it is very, very possible when you know the right formula, when you know how to apply the right formula, it is very possible to have the honeymoon period for 5 decades and to be profoundly happy, fulfilled, joyful, to have love for life, joy for existence, and to experience enormous sense of gratitude for yourself, for your relationship, and for your partner, to actually, you know, have so much admiration and appreciation every single day. It is very, very possible. Myth number two, when we have children, the romance dies and disappears. That is not true. You see, your partner is your lover, has been lover even before your children, first and foremost, and always be will be your lover. So just because you had children doesn't mean that he or she stops being your lover. I understand that it's more difficult, to feel romantic, to express romance, and to find time to do those things with your partner. But trust me, it is very possible when you make that a priority and you apply yourself from the place of unconditional love, kindness, and contribution. Because you see, number one factor why people actually fail in relationships is because they go into relationship for all the wrong reasons. They go into relationship to take something. You know, I don't have it, and I'm coming to you to get it. Now, the relationship should be approached only for one reason and one reason alone, which is to contribute. We go into relationship to contribute positively, unconditionally, from place of love, kindness, compassion, without wanting anything in return. You go into a relationship to say, how can I give? How can I provide? How can I serve? How can I be of service? And you work on yourself daily and consistently so your cup is full and overflowing so you can contribute. Myth number three. My partner is my other half. I'm going into a relationship to find my other half. That is a myth that has been publicized around in media, in movies, in music, in art for decades. And that is a lie invented, because every single human being, it's a full, whole person, not 50%. And then they believe that somehow there is another person out there that they will fill this void, this emptiness, the heart-shaped emptiness in their heart, and they will become complete. And people say, you know, he or she is my other half. That's completely inaccurate and incorrect. You shouldn't even think that, let alone say it. You are the full, complete person, and your partner is also a full, complete person. Mind you, work in progress. Both of you are work in progress. I am a work in progress. No one is the finished article. But when you understand that your purpose of relationship is to contribute, not to take, not to get something, is to contribute, this is when you begin to experience this kind of relationship that I'm describing as the relationship bliss. Now, this is very fitting for today, 14th of February, Valentine's Day. Many people, they go, you know, they make an effort, they go and dress up, maybe, you know, they got get their hair done, you know, makeup. Now they're making an effort to make the best appearance, and they take their partner out for dinner and they have a romantic experience. But I say to people, do not practice this only on the 14th of February. Practice this every single day. You see, never stop dating. Never stop dating. It's very important that you treat your partner like your lover all of the time. Never stop dating. So go at least once a week or every 2 weeks, you go on out on a date. Even if you can't afford it, you can find some free things in your city, in your country that you can do. Go to a museum, go to an art gallery. There are plenty of things in every city, in every country that you can do for free. But as long as you are saying we're going out on a date and you are spending some time and giving your partner undivided attention. See, it's the quality of time rather than quantity, which every single person will tell you that is what they require. Now, there is another sort of obstacle that people face when they are in the relationship, and they say, well, you know, Eldon, I don't have time. I just don't have time. I'm tired. I work all day and I come home and I don't have time to create this kind of relationship. And I say, well, that is a lie. You know, you can find time. If you truly feel that you want to have the relationship that you desire, you can find time, you know? And then another thing is that, you see, when we are younger, we are told, you know, go to school, get good grades so you can go to university and then you can get a good job. And then once we get a good job, we keep improving, we keep growing, we keep going to courses, maybe see a coach or a mentor, see several coaches and mentors and keep learning and growing and improving so we can contribute more and do better at our job, at our business, right? And likelihood is if we stop growing and improving that within 6 months or a year, we're going to get fired or we're going to lose the business. But then the question begs, why are so many couples out there not applying the same things in their relationship? You know, they stop growing, they stop improving, you know, like they take each other for granted. And the moment they enter into a serious relationship or they get married, they stop improving, they stop taking care of their physical bodies, they stop taking care of their appearance, their mental health, their physical health, their spiritual growth. And they say, now I got him or I got her, and I have no need to improve anymore. I have no need to work on myself because, you know, I have this partner now. And I say to them, how come that you don't do that at your business or at your job? You are aware that you have to keep growing, keep improving. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to succeed. You're not going to grow, right? And the thing is, the growth is constant. It's our choosing and our perception of the growth which stops us to improve. And so if you want to achieve that kind of relationship that I'm describing, do not practice it only on the 14th of February. Because think about it, when we are in what they are describing as the honeymoon period, the first 3 months, you know, we hear the keys at the door. We are perhaps lying on the couch, watching TV, watching a football game or something. And we hear the keys at the door. Our partner is coming through and we jump off of the couch and we greet them with a huge smile and a kiss and a hug. And in my case, many kisses and many hugs. And all of a sudden, you know, we experience so much joy. We're making an effort. Maybe we cook dinner if we got home earlier. But now, a few months later, you know, we are greeting the partner by lying on the couch, not even making eye contact. And we say, hey, how was your day? And then, you know, if the partner is saying at the beginning of the relationship, can you take the rubbish out? Can you take the garbage out? We're like, yeah, no problem. Yes, honey, no problem. And now we are a few months into relationship. She goes, oh, can you take the rubbish out? Can you take the garbage out, darling? And we go, no, I'm not your janitor. I'm not your slave. What's wrong with you? Why can't you do it yourself? So you see, what changed is we went unconscious. We went unconscious and we think that, oh, it's hard work. No, the conscious person who was effortlessly contributing positively in the beginning of the relationship, the first 2, 3 months, 6 months, is the same person that she fell in love with, that you fell in love with that person, with her, right? And now it is your job, your duty, that you continue to contribute from this place. How does that work? Well, you have to become conscious. You have to become aware. You have to begin to start consciously practicing things in the present moment and become aware. How am I thinking? How am I feeling? What am I saying? You watch your language. It's a practice. It's a skill set, as I said at the beginning of this video, at the beginning of this podcast. And when you practice things consciously, this is how you improve. And, you know, there are many sort of psychologists and sort of, you know, relationship experts out there and books, you know, they say, oh, arguing and fighting all the time in a relationship is normal. And I say, well, that's a lie. That's an absolute lie in order for them to sell you the products that they are selling. But the reality is that fighting and arguing and bickering all the time, it's wrong and should not be accepted or tolerated. There is a better way for you to improve your relationship, but, you know, instead of fighting and arguing. And, you know, these people will say, yeah, you know, we will teach you how to fight, but to fight fair. You shouldn't fight at all. The reason why you have a need to fight is because you feel that there are certain emotions undigested, unexpressed. You don't feel heard. You don't feel understood. This is the reason why, you know, in your mind and in your body, these emotions are bubbling up from weeks, from months ago. And each time you are adding to this sort of pool of these feelings and emotions, and you feel that he never listens to me, he never does this, I keep screaming, I keep shouting, I keep telling him. And it's not what you say, it's how you say. So next time you have a need to express how you feel, because that's what you'd like to achieve, you say to your partner, you know, whether it's he or she or it or they or them or whatever people, you know, these pronouns these days, you say, I'd like to express how I feel for the benefit of our relationship, to improve our relationship. And I require 10 minutes of your time so I can get things off of my chest and I can express how I feel. So now when you begin the conversation, you say, can I have 10 minutes of your time where I am not interrupted? I have a need to express how I feel. And then after 10 minutes, you can contribute to the conversation and you can share your views and your opinions. Is that okay? If that is okay with you, I'd like to have. And of course, if a person is busy, you schedule the time that suits both, right? And now you begin each sentence with, I feel sad, I feel unhappy, I feel heard, I feel ignored, I feel that you are not paying me enough attention, or that I am not receiving, you know, undivided attention. Whatever the feelings that you are having, do not speak about you did this, you did that, because when you say you make me this, you make me that, like you make me upset, you made me crazy, you made me this, you made me that, the person who is a recipient of what you are saying, they will automatically, like in a boxing match, put the guard up or put the earmuffs off on, and they will not hear anything you are saying. So now you are actually going backwards. So the purpose of what you want to do is to express how you are feeling and the person to listen attentively and for you to be understood. So start each sentence with, I feel, never you made me. You can say, when you went to a pub the other day and with your mates and you were 3 hours late and dinner got cold and you didn't come home on time, you can introduce a topic, right? And you say, I feel very upset. I feel very sad. I feel very disrespectful. I thought that was inappropriate. I feel, I think I feel, right? This is how you express your feelings and the other person is listening. And I promise you, when you go very deep into your feelings, how you are feeling, 9 times out of 10, your partner will be like, oh my God, I didn't even know you feel like this. Because if you are trying to express the same thing through screaming and shouting and insults and verbal abuse, in all of that noise, the partner will not hear anything, will not hear the message. And you have to keep repeating the same message for weeks, for months. And then you say, well, you know, my relationship isn't working. No, it's not a problem with the relationship. It's a problem with communication. And the recipient or the listener of what we are saying, it's not their responsibility for them to understand you. It's your responsibility to learn how to communicate appropriately in order for them to understand you and in order for you to be understood. It is your responsibility, response able. You give ability, you give power to yourself, you give control to your own life, to your own self. And as you improve your communication, you improve your listening ability, you improve your, you know, you begin to open your heart, because ultimately, you see, this is the difference why people argue, fight and bicker and fall out. And, you know, it's because at the beginning of the relationship, you know, that honeymoon period, people open their heart, right? They feel free to feel vulnerable. Even if they've been hurt in the past, they're like, oh, she's the right one, or he's the right one, right? Or they are the right one. And, you know, they feel like these first few days, first few weeks, few months, they feel like, oh my God, wow, I feel amazing. I love this person. They keep telling their friends and family, oh, he or she or they are amazing. And what happens is that eventually when they start fighting and arguing, the more they fight and argue, their heart closes more. This is a mechanism, animal mechanism, instinct to for safety, for protection. This is all unconscious, by the way. So we put the guard up and the heart closes, the mind closes, and eventually we come to a point where we don't care anymore. Again, that's another way of protecting ourselves. We don't care anymore. You know, whether he's listening or he's not listening, we don't care. And the reason why I'm sharing all of this with you, because I want you to have the most amazing relationship with the partner you are in today. The partner you are with today, even if you've been together for 30 years and you keep rehearsing, he never hears me, he never listens to me, he's always this and he's always that. Try. Just try. Try to communicate, I feel, I feel, I feel. And then also another important obstacle or the secret to a healthy and happy relationship is that you need to begin to focus on the positive aspects of your partner and of the relationship. Because of course, you know, we've been unconsciously programmed to look for faults, to look for mistakes, to look for what's wrong. We're trying to fix it. But the reality is, you know, we're talking about, you know, a human being. We're not talking about a piece of equipment. It's not like a machine where you break apart and you fix it. It's a human being with feelings, with emotions, a human being who is not a finished article, a human being who is a work in progress, same as you. Right. So you need to understand that the words and, you know, perhaps the verbal abuse, the insults, they hurt more and they stay within the person much longer than maybe even a physical abuse. So be careful that what you say and how you say. And if you have a situation where, you know, you feel like, let's say if you measure on a scale 0 to 10, that 10 is like, oh, you're going to lose your mind. Like you're going to, like, literally you feel like you're going to shoot somebody. You're going to hit somebody. You have to do a self-regulation, self-control to regulate your emotional state. And if it's to do with your partner, the moment you feel these emotions bubbling with you, within you, you feeling like you want to become angry and you feel like you need to retaliate, you pause and you say, I need 5 minutes, I need 10 minutes. You know, I'll be back in a second. We'll continue this conversation. You take yourself away from this environment and you go to a next room or you go to a bathroom and you tell your partner, you say, I need this for me. You know, I need to self-regulate and to calm myself down before we continue. I feel upset. I'm sorry. I feel upset. I'll be back in a second. So then you go into a spare room, into a bathroom, and this is what you do. You do like a quick breathing exercise, like a minute or maybe a 1 or 2 minutes of meditation, right? Breath work is very powerful. The in through your nose, out through your mouth, in for 5, out for 8. You do this for about 10 deep breaths, already your level 7, level 8, like you're going to explode, has gone down to maybe 3 to maybe 2. Now you watch something funny. You watch like a funny video of cats or something on YouTube, like for a minute or two. And then you do like some physical activity, because emotions are energy in motion. So you need to move that energy. You need to move that energy, do some star jumps, some burpees, maybe a few push-ups, you know, like some stretches, like yoga poses or something, whatever it is that works for you, you do that. So you had the sort of mindfulness, you had the movement, and you had laughter. Laughter is very healing. Once you've spent 5-10 minutes of doing that in a spare room, you go to the room where your partner is situated and you begin the sentence with, I feel. You say, now that I feel much better, I'd like to express how I feel. And whatever was then, you say, I feel this, and I feel, I feel, I feel, I feel. And you, again, you say, I need to express how I'm feeling for the benefit of our relationship. Then you express how you are feeling. Now you have de-escalated everything. The potential conflict doesn't exist anymore. And this requires some practice, a skill set. The more you introduce this way of communication with your partner, I feel, I feel, I feel, the better relationship it will become. And, you know, if you are the one who is listening and the partner is expressing how they feel, take a pen and paper. To all the men out there, take a pen and paper and have the scheduled time for you, like 30 minutes a day. If you have certain issues, unresolved emotions, unresolved issues that forever you've been looking for time to talk, to have a conversation with your partner, schedule 30 minutes each day for listening. Because if your partner was the one who always, you know, you perceive it as nagging, as bickering, as shouting and arguing, the reason being that he or she has the need to express how they're feeling. So you be an, you know, somebody, you be a leader. So you initiate this conversation, say, listen, I watched this video, I listened to this podcast, and they say that by listening and creating a safe space for a partner to communicate, to express how they are feeling, this helps our relationship. This helps my partner that I love dearly, that I love unconditionally. And this helps me as well, ultimately. So the whole relationship. And this is how you do it. The moment you begin to create safe space, this is how you begin to improve relationship. And trust me, as I said, this is a skill set. It's not something you swallow in one mouthful, in one bite. It's not something you experience in day one or week one. This is a consistent application for at least 90 days. And I promise you, those 90 days will be the best 90 days of your life. And then you ask yourself, if you're a guy, you ask yourself, you know, have I contributed genuinely to my partner, loved her and supported her unconditionally, you know, for the last how many years? And if the answer is not, give yourself 90 days and be that guy, contribute unconditionally without wanting anything in return. Fill her up, you know, listening, support, love, encouragement, mental growth, spiritual growth, emotional support, undivided attention, right? Whatever you believe is required. And if you don't know, ask her, what can I do more of? You know, I turn around to my partner and I say, darling, in order for you to feel more loved and supported and appreciated, is there something that I could do more of, or I could do some less? You know, maybe because, you know, you're busy with life, with children. We just had a baby. He's 3 months old. We've been together 8 years and we have the unconditional love. We have the kind of relationship that I'm describing. We have had 8 years of honeymoon period, and I love my wife more today than I ever did before. And she feels the same. And we express this. We have feedback. And another tip to all listeners and viewers: when you make eye contact, you hold the hands of your partner, you make eye contact, and you say, thank you. Thank you for being amazing. Thank you. I appreciate you for being amazing. What you are saying is that you are appreciating them and you are grateful for them just being alive, for being in this physical presence, without having to give you something or without having to do anything for you. This is called true unconditional love. When you say, I thank you, I appreciate you, I'm so grateful for you, for your existence, right? When they do something for you, that's a bonus. When I say to men, I said, do you say thank you to your partner? Yeah, when she cooks a nice meal or she does something. I said, no. You have to say thank you for being so amazing several times a day. I've been doing this and I've been teaching this for years. I've been doing this with my wife, with my partner, since the first date. I told her, thank you for being so amazing. And I said, whether we are together or not after first date, please promise me that you're going to do something each and every day to remind yourself how amazingly awesome you already are just for existing. So I want to tell you on behalf of all of the humanity, thank you for being so amazing. I love you all. Thank you so much for watching this video. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. This is your host, Eldin Hassa, and I see you in the next video. I see you in the next podcast. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Share this podcast with your loved ones, with your family. Sit down and watch this podcast, this video with your husband, with your boyfriend, with your wife, with they, them, he, she, it, you know, whatever your decision to call yourself. I don't judge anybody. I just provide content, provide valuable information out there. This is the short excerpt from my book, Are We All Fucked? Can we thrive in life? Can we be happy in relationships? And in my book, there is a step-by-step, there's about 8 chapters on love, on most importantly, self-love, and then on all the myths and misconceptions about relationships and what to do instead, how to achieve, as I call it, the true relationship bliss for 5 decades, how to experience the honeymoon period for the next 5-6 decades. And, you know, why not? It is possible. Many millions of people are doing this every single day. And as I say, it becomes a skill set. It becomes an automatic habit. It becomes effortless, like driving a car. It's effortless. So, you know, before you give up on yourself, before you give up on your relationship, do yourself a favor. Educate yourself. Do some research. Read my book. Listen to this podcast. Watch this video over and over again. And take the tips that resonate with you and then apply them consistently in your life for at least 90 days. And I promise you, your life will improve. See you in the next video. See you in the next podcast. My name is Eldin Hassa. I love you all. Take care.